Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Lisbeth Orihuela, and today we're going to talk about Thomas Stearns Eliot. Eliot was born on September 26, 1888, in St. Louis, Missouri, USA, and died on January 4, 1965, in London, England. Was an American English poet, playwright, literary critic and editor who became a leader of modernist movement in poetry with such works as The Westland, 1922, and Four Quartets, 1943. Eliot exercised a strong influence on Anglo-American culture from the 1920s until late in the 20th century. His experiments in diction, style, and versification revitalized English language poetry, and in a series of critical essays, he shattered old orthodoxies and erected new ones. The publication of Four Quartets led to his recognition as the greatest living English poet and man of letters. And in 1948, he was awarded both the Order of Merit of the Nobel Prize for Literature. Eliot was a descendant from a distinguished English family that had moved to St. Louis, Missouri. Before he was born, his paternal grandfather, William Radcliffe Eliot, was a unitary minister. His father, Henry Ware Eliot, was a merchant and businessman who had enjoyed drawing and creating birds when he was young. Eliot's family allowed him the widest education available in his time. With no influence from his father to be practical and go into business, from Smith Academy in St. Louis, he went to Milton Academy in Milton, Massachusetts. From Milton, he entered Harvard in 1906. He received a BA in 1909. After 3 years, instead of the usual form, for the men who influenced him in Harvard were the philosopher and poet George Santayana and the critic Irving Babbitt. From Babbitt, he derived an anti-romantic attitude that amplified both his later reading of British philosophers F. H. Bradley and T. A. Ilmi. Lasted throughout his life in the academic years 1909 to 1910. Eliot was an assistant in philosophy at Harvard. He spent the year 1910 to 1911 in France, attending Henri Bergson's lectures and philosophy at the Sorbonne, and read poetry with Alain Fournier. Eliot's study of the poetry of Dante, of the English writers John Webster and John Donne, and the French symbolist Gilles Laforgue, helping him to find his own style. From 1911 to 1914, he was back at Harvard, reading Indian philosophy and studying Sanskrit. In 1913, he read Bradley's Appearance and Reality, but by 1916 he got finished and edited a dissertation titled Knowledge and Experience in the Philosophy of F. H. Bradley. But World War I in 1914 to 1918 have intervened, and Eliot never returned to Harvard to take the final oral examination for the PhD in 1814. He made a began a close association with the American poet Ezra Pound, another major figure of the modernist literature. Eliot died on 4 January 1965, and his home in Kingston, having relapsed into a state of coma, from which he had emerged the previous October, a memorial service on Western Westminster Abbey followed the family funeral. Before finally, Eliot's ashes were interred at the Church of the St. Michael's in East Cocker. Return him at last of the place of his ancestors. 2 years later, he was honored with a plaque in Poets' Corner, directly under Henry James. Thank you. Have a nice day.